month group bhi hai last month sarva group bhi hai sarvam shri krishna arpan vastu now I will be talking about the Vishishta Advaita concept first just to make sure some fundamentals of Vishishta Advaita are cleared up last time there was a question regarding this first Vishishta Advaita to make things very 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 clear it would take a long time I will suggest one more book called Yatindra Mata Deepika and Swami Adidevananda of Ramanuja of Ramakrishna Mission has written a book on this Yatindra Mata Deepika which is a very simple explanation of Vishishta Advaita fundamental concepts we will just in this few minutes just go over this concepts in a very simple way the book I try to read the book again just to get you know get things into memory Vishishta Advaita Vedanta from SMS Chari it's quite a complicated issue because the epistemology that is theory of pramanas or what is valid knowledge what is not valid knowledge and the relations and all those things is a quite a difficult subject so tons of books have been written let me try to give simple ideas here the real entities are known as tattvas and they refer to categories also as well as there can be logical entities as well as metaphysical entities so anything in this world which is real can be taken as tattva the examples of tattvas are ishvara is a tattva jiva is a tattva prakriti or matter is a tattva similarly sattva rajas tamas which are the features of prakriti are also tattvas so tattvas are classified into dravya and adravya what am I giving right now is just some fundamental definitions so that when we try to explain sharira shariri bhava we make more sense out of it what is a dravya dravya is just a substance so tattvas can be dravyas or adravyas so tattva can be a substance or a non substance and I will tell you what this means substance is a substrate which can undergo modification or which can undergo avasthas or modes mode is like if a jar is on the ground then we say jar has this mode of being on the ground and it is a state of the jar but similarly jar can be on the table so that will be a separate state of that jar and that is a new avastha of that substance similarly we can say a clay can be in different avasthas clay is just clay can be as a pot or it can be as a two halves of a pot so but that is just two states of clay there are six dravyas enumerated in Vishishta Advaita there is six real entities Ishvara Jiva Jnana is knowledge which is the attribute of the soul let me put it on presentation only clay is substance and that can be in different modes that's one thing the six dravyas defined in Vishishta Advaita are Ishvara God Jiva soul Jnana is the attribute of Jivatma is soul and soul has the Jnana as attribute Nitya Vibhuti is transcendental matter which could be like you know Vaikuntha or Goloka whatever in Vishishta Advaita it is predominantly Vaikuntha transcendental matter Prakriti is cosmic matter that is this universal matter Kala is time which is a separate entity Adravya means non-substance Adravya non-substance cannot exist separately without being associated with a substance so Adravya is an attribute or a quality it is never a substrate of anything else Jnana is a dharma or quality of soul and it is inseparably related to soul but we'll get to jnana a little bit later think about attribute as a rupa form or color is an adravya so it is never associated separately even if you have a color powder is associated with the powder Similarly, an object can be associated with a form or color. So the substrate is the object and the color or form is just the attribute or quality. There are 10 fundamental adravyas defined, fundamental non-substances. What are they? Sattva, sattva, rajas, tamas. Sattva, rajas, tamas are qualities of matter. Shabda, sound. Sparsha, touch. Rupa is form. Rasa, taste. Gandha is smell. Samyoga is conjunction. Shakti is potency. These are, Shakti is always related to, potency is related to the person or entity which has the Shakti. It is not found separately. There are other qualities different from these 10 which could be qualities of substances. So 10 fundamental adravyas, only 10 in just to say 10, but there may be other, but they have to be accepted carefully based on valid knowledge. Dravya and adravya are mutually non-exclusive. That means a dravya cannot be an adravya cannot be a dravya. Note, jnana is an attribute of jiva, but jnana or knowledge is also a substance by itself. This is a very special Vishishtadvaita theory, and I'm going to explain that further. So, the soul is made of spirit, jivatma, and paramatma, both are made of spirits. They're spirit, spiritual substances. But they also have an attribute called jnana. God has an attribute called jnana, which is always all-knowing. Jivatma has an attribute called jnana, which is not always all-knowing. Once the jiva gets released, he becomes all-knowing. Now, let us try to understand something fundamental about what is a substance, what is an attribute. It's a very fundamental problem in philosophy. In Vishishtadvaita, both substance and attribute are real and distinct, but they are integrally related. For example, a red rose, the redness is integrally related to the rose. Red is the attribute, the rose is the actual substance or the substrate. Let us take, for example, Buddhism Buddhism. Buddhism denies some, you know, Buddhism has got a lot of versions in it. I'm just saying about one sect of Buddhism. It denies the existence of substance other than its attributes. So all we feel, touch, realize in this universe are attributes only, but not substances, according to Buddhism. Advaita is the reverse. It denies the existence of attributes other than the substance. That means substance exists, but attributes don't. These are on the philosophical level. So there is nothing in this universe which has attributes, but everything is a substance which is attributeless. Because there's only one substance is allowed in Advaita, that is Brahman. Bhaskara, on the other hand, Bhaskara view is just a theoretical view right now, because we haven't found any set of people who is following the Bhaskara view. Substance and attribute are different and non-different at the very same time. Cow and cowness is same and different. So for Bhaskara, jati vyakti, jati means class or category. Vyakti means the element of the category, or a representative person of the person or an entity in that category. Vyakti, individual, or same and different. So there is a now we get back to Vishishtadvaita, because that is a subject for the next few minutes. Apritak siddhi, the concept of apritak siddhi means there is inseparability between substance and attribute relationship. Particularly in some cases, let's take this case, body and soul, this relationship is inseparable. Why? Many we find that soul leaves the body and goes away. But the moment the soul leaves the body ceases to be a functioning body. Hence, this relation is inseparable. In Vishishtadvaita, substance and attributes are perceived invariably together. Any perception of a real thing is always characterized by some characters, some attributes. So attributeless thing is completely not accepted in Vishishtadvaita. That can never exist according to Vishishtadvaita. So there is a fundamental difference between Advaita and Vishishtadvaita here. In Advaita, an attributeless aspect, attributeless subject or substance is definitely, that is the only thing real, that is Brahman. We are talking about the absolute view, not the relative view. Now we step back to another school called the Anekanta view, which is the idea promoted by the Jainist school in India. The Anekanta view says, reality is indeterminate. You can never determine what reality is. It says syadasti, it is real. Syadnasti, it is not there. Maybe it is there. Maybe is not there. So we are talking about seven different options called the Sapta Bhangi Nyaya. So any reality they say, the other aspects of Sapta Bhangi is maybe is and is not. Maybe and is inexpressible, or maybe is or is not and is still inexpressible. So they give an idea that any reality here can be any of these seven forms, and it is never determinable at all. So that is reality for them. Existence and non-existence. So for against the Jainist school, the other people say existence and non-existence are mutually opposed. And particularly from the realistic schools, what they say is existence and non-existence are mutually opposed and cannot be affirmed of the same object at the same time. Hence, they don't agree with the Jaina view. But Jaina views just say that is it. Anekanta view is the reality, that nothing can be determined. Then, now we go back to the Vishishtadvaita view. What is apritak siddha? That means that which is not definable without the other is called apritak siddha. Apritak sthiti, apritak siddha means two aspects. Apritak sthiti means those two objects which are related by the relation of apritak siddha cannot exist without one another. And apritak pratiti means they cannot be cognized without the other, like the body and the soul. The body and the soul does not have an existence without each other, because if they break up, then one destroys itself or one ceases to be a body. And apritak pratiti is soul generally cannot be found, cannot be seen without the body. In the loka, in nature here, we always see a person with a body. So only because of the body we can find or infer that there is a soul within, and we are referring to that soul. Soul otherwise is not communicable, except for the yogis who can see beyond. That is an exception. The Jiva-Ishvara relation is the relation of apritak siddha. That means Jiva cannot be defined without Ishvara. And it is a mutual relationship. That means it's both-sided relationship, but the independence is only to Paramatma or Ishvara, and dependence is eternally Jiva is dependent. And apritak siddha relation can be only between two distinct entities. This identical entities cannot be related. One cannot be related with itself with the apritak siddha ideology. So this relation is valid only for distinct, separate, different entities. Now we come back to the idea of Sharira Shariri Bhava. The Sharira Shariri Bhava is defined technically as Yasya Chetanasya Yadravyam Sarvatmana Swarthe Niyantum Dharayitum Cha Shakyam Tat Sheshataika Swarupam Cha Tat Tasya Shariram. What this means is here, is this. Any substance which is a sentient self can completely control and support for its own purpose, and which stands to the self in an entirely dependent relation, is called its sharira. So take a sharira, for example. That means take a sentient entity, jiva, for example. That's a conscious entity. It can completely control the body, and it can use itself for its own purpose. And this body is entirely dependent on the self. Hence, this body is known as a sharira. Shariri bhava is explicable only between a conscious entity and an unconscious entity. So the sharira is related only to a conscious entity such as jiva. Dharmabhuta jnana, or the attributive consciousness of jiva. See, let's try to explain what this is. The jivatman is the self, that is the soul. The soul is a unitary atomic entity, which is spiritual in nature. So you cannot say what is the size of the soul, because it's spiritual, but it is only technically taken as atomic, because a spiritual substance cannot have a size or a shape. But this jiva, which is a spiritual entity, is made of the spiritual substance. That is, the substance is known as swarupa. Like how the ball of fire is sun, and sun is the swarupa. And sun's light is the light coming out of sun, and that can be defined as that can be analogously thought of as dharmabhuta jnana. That means it is constantly attached to the jiva, ever attached to the jiva, in state of mukti or in state of bondage. But that dharmabhuta jnana is an exception. It is not known as sharira of soul. It is constant. It is an integral part of soul itself. This concept is very specific to Vishishtadvaita and is not supported by Advaita or not accepted by even Dvaita. For Dvaita, the substance attribute relationship is substance and attributes are the same for them. There is no difference between substance and attribute. And this is same for Advaita also. Advaita, the attributes, substance itself appears, and attributes are just our ideas about the substance. The true substance is only one. Apratak Siddhi, the relation of Apratak Siddhi can also be there between a substance and an attribute, as well as it could be between two substances. For example, Jiva and Ishvara are two substances, are two dravyas. But they can be related in a apritak siddha relation. That is, jiva cannot be defined without Paramatma. And Paramatma is generally, according to Shastras, not defined without jiva. There is a mutual relationship, but Paramatma is always independent, ever-existent, and unconditionally existent. But jiva is being supported by Paramatma and unconditionally existent also because of the will of Paramatma. So matter and soul. Chit is soul, achit is matter. They are inseparable from Ishvara. They cannot be defined without Paramatma Ishvara, because Paramatma is holding them together, supporting them, controlling them, and this exists only for the purpose of Paramatma. Is this relationship sound? Is the question. And if this is not sound, Vishishtadvaita theory will go down. So, lot of time has been spent. Dedicated by different Vishishtadvaita thinkers, particularly Vedanta Deshika. Obviously, Ramanujacharya was the original person, and before that, Alavandar and other people had determined these issues. And Alavandar has written very clearly about these works also. One question is. This is a typical question asked by the Dvaita people. If you make God and the universe as inseparably related, that is, souls, matter, and God as inseparably related, you're basically tainting God. God is associated constantly with this mess. How can you answer this? For that, Vishishta Advaita comes out with an idea. Say, look, there is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita Vishesh, Dehinosmin yatha dehe kaumaram javanam jara tatha dehantara praptihi dhiraha satrana muhyati. The Jivatma Swarupa, that is the soul within, the different phases like youth, childhood, old age occurs to the body. But does these phases affect the Jivatma within? No. Jivatma is non-destroyable, non-destructible. And it is not tainted either. Hence, the Jivatma is Shuddha, according to pretty much all the realistic schools. And it is not tainted by the body. It is tainted by karma though. Karma can affect Jivatma. Karma is also, it makes Jiva liable or, susceptible to error, avidya and all those things. And when the karma goes away, he is free. The Jiva is free. Hence, Vishishta Advaita says, the body and the universe and souls cannot taint or affect or change the nature or power of Ishvara. Ishvara is independent and non-tainted by his own creation. There is a small joke regarding this. It seems this was said by Bhuvarahachar. It seems that there was a person called Parashara. There is a teacher called Parashara in the Vishishta Advaita lineage. And Parashara was, it seems, teaching the same kind of idea to his students that, the world and the souls will not taint God. Then one person says, no, I cannot accept this. This is just not acceptable. Look at all this mess in this world, and he created this mess, and how can you say God is not tainted? Then Parashara, it seems, he didn't say anything. Next day they met at the temple, and it seems in temple they give this pongal, which has a lot of grease and butter and everything in it, and everybody gave they were eating this prasadam. And the person who asked this question, Parashara went and met him, it seems, and gave him some, they call it shikakai powder, that's basically a detergent to clean the grease. When he gave him, and then he put some water in them, and he washed the hands, and he told Parashara, oh, I'm thank you for this. Then he gave some more that shikakai powder, which is the detergent, to him on the hand. Say, look, I already washed my hand, and you're putting this shikakai powder again on my hand. What is this? Then Parashara said, that is for your tongue, because you ate this pongal, and your tongue has grease on it. So why don't you clean your tongue with this powder? Then he says, no, my tongue does, the butter does not stick to my tongue. There's no problem. Then he says, if your dirty tongue is not smeared by butter, why do you think that pure God is smeared by this world or you? Then it seems he understood. It is just a joke, but this is the idea. Why is this Sharira Shariri Bhava so important, to the extent that the Vishishta Advaita takes it as a pradhana pratitantra, that means a discriminating ideology or the fundamental ideology of Vishishta Advaita. The reason is, it accounts for unity and difference very easily and very naturally. God and the universe are one in a complex sense, in a whole sense of a whole, which is like a person. I am somebody and here somebody, we talk about a person who is a conglomerate of a body and soul. Like that, God is a whole and it's he is its one. And but similarly, like how Jiva has a body which is separate, God has a distinct attribute, which is Jiva and Jada, are the souls and matter. So in that sense, it's difference. So distinction and oneness can be explained in this ideology. So Sharira Shariri Bhava is also not a very separate invention or a superimposition or some kind of independent idea thrown on the Vedas. One question may be asked, how do you derive this Sharira Shariri Bhava? Can you prove that this Sharira Shariri Bhava is explained within the Vedas? Because Vedas is the central piece of argument here. That's the basis. Ramanujacharya and all these people say very clearly, yes, it is right in the Vedas. The Antaryami Brahmana of the Brihadaranyaka says, Yah Prithivyam Tishtanne Prithivyam Antaro Yamayati Yam Prithivina Meda Yasya Prithivi Shariram. The word Sharira is clearly explained in the Vedas. So it is logically sound, and it is not an invention of a person, but it is inside the, it is from the Vedas. And Vishnu Purana also says, Tat Sarvam Vai Harehe Tanuhu. All this is Hari's Tanu, means the body of Hari. So basically what we have done is just got the concept together as what is Sharira Shariri Bhava and why is it important to Vishishtadvaita ideology. If there are any questions, please go ahead now. I am going to open up the bridge and put it on conversational mode. Hello, any questions regarding this? Shakti is an adravya according to Vishishtadvaita.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Mahalakshmi is the personification of Shakti in the
room. Oh, that's a very good question. Okay, Shakti here is different from Lakshmi concept. Let's put it that way first. This Shakti, Shiva Shakti, that is the Shiva and Shakti, how they are related, or you know, that is a separate concept. And this Shakti is potency of any entity actually, and Lakshmi is not taken as a potency of that kind. That's a very good question. See, there is almost identical view between Radha Krishna and Lakshmi Narayana in the Vishishtadvaita. Okay, Baladeva Vidyabhushana's explanation of Radha Krishna is pretty much identical to Lakshmi Narayana concept in the Vishishtadvaita, more towards the Vadagale view there. That is why I didn't want to open up the Vadagale Tengale issue here, because there's an internal difference. No. Actually, it's nothing, no big deal. You know, we are just casually thinking about all systems, so there's nothing, you know, we want to be just objective, that's all. See, what happens is, in the Vadagale view, Lakshmi and Narayana are together Ishvara. Together. And in the Lakshmi Tantra, it is also clearly mentioned that way. Lakshmi and Narayana is together one entity, that is Ishvara. But what happens is, in the Tengale view, the concept of how can two entities constitute one entity is then Ishvara Dvitva will come. That means Ishvara is there is two Ishvaras will come. So there are two rulers, and there is two rulers, there's always trouble. So we don't want to agree with the two ruler concept. So even though if we can define Lakshmi and Narayana don't fight like the ordinary couples in this world, even then the idea of two rulers is somewhat not acceptable. This is the view of the Tengale point of view. The bottom line is, coming back to your question, the Shakti, what is said as Adravya here, is very different from Lakshmi. Lakshmi is different at this point. Because there are two schools involved, I'm just not going to go to that minute hair splitting at this point. Hello? Any other questions? Very good then. what we will do is we'll go to the Madhva Bhashya. It's now 7:07. I think I can finish Madhva Bhashya. Let me open a new file for this. I'll put you on presentation mode.